Good afternoon and welcome to PTI. I'm Daniel A, and along with me is my partner, Katie Vaughn. Katie, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing well, Katie. You know, I got a chance to watch a lot of different sports this weekend. And so the first thing I want us to talk about this afternoon is the NFL draft. Did you get a chance to watch any of the NFL draft?
I didn't get to watch as much as I wanted, but I got to watch primarily the first and second rounds.
The first and second rounds are where most of the fireworks happen with the trades and everything that goes down there. Katie, who do you feel is the most valuable player or the most valuable pick in the draft and the person who's going to make the most impact for their team in the 2012 season?
You know, I'm kind of going to take the easy way out on this one. I'm going to say Andrew Luck for the Colts. Yeah, it's a move everyone probably would have made, but it's true. It's a quarterback-driven league, and he's the most qualified prospect this year.
Absolutely. You know, a guy like Andrew Luck doesn't come around every draft. And, you know, most people would look back and say that the closest thing to Andrew Luck in the draft, in a previous draft, would be a guy like Peyton Manning. And so it's very appropriate that Andrew Luck would be going to a team that Peyton had been on for the past 12 to 13 years. And so I think Andrew Luck is a very valuable pick. But I'm also going to say that Morris Claiborne for the Dallas Cowboys is going to be a valuable pick as well. Dallas really had some holes in their secondary, needed to patch some things up there. Their entire defense, really, to be honest, needed some help. But the secondary is a great place to start. They've also added cornerback Brandon Carr from the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're going to really help out in the secondary as well. Most people thought Mark Barron was going to be picked, but ended up not getting picked by the Dallas Cowboys. But the Cowboys made some good defensive picks this draft, and I think that they're going to have a great chance to be strong on defensively for the 2012 season. Another story in the draft is for all you Arkansas fans, includes Greg Childs and Jarius Wright. What a wonderful story. You know, in 2008, they graduated from Warren High School together, and they were teammates for the Warren Lumberjacks, and they were teammates along with Chris Gregg, and they went to Arkansas together as Bobby Petrino was coming into the state of Arkansas. Got to play for him and his system for 4 years, and then after having a great career for both of them, Greg had a great sophomore and junior year, had a season-ending injury happened to him, and his career kind of slipped in this as senior year. But they had a great careers and end up both getting drafted by the same team, not only the same team, but the same team in the same round. So you have to think that Jarius was talking big to the GM of the Vikings about how Greg was a great player, even though his production may have slacked off. What are your thoughts about Greg and Jarius being high school teammates, college teammates, as well as future NFL teammates?
I absolutely love this story. I found out recently they've actually known each other since about third grade. So they're friends. They've had this bond, not just through football, but through friendship. And I think that they're both going to have a good chance at playing for Minnesota's receiving rotation this year.
I think they've got a great chance to make the roster, especially the fact that they've been coached by a guy like Bobby Petrino. Now, of course, a lot of off-the-field issues with Petrino and the fact that he's no longer the coach at Arkansas, but he's still a great coach. And I think that Jarius and Greg will benefit greatly from having a guy like that to prepare them for the next level. And so a lot of intriguing storylines from the draft. And so that's just a few of them that we have picked up from the draft as well. Moving on to the NBA, the Bulls were the top seed in the East during the NBA playoffs. And game one brings a very tough and difficult situation for the Bulls. Derrick Rose, their MVP star point guard, goes down with an ACL injury. Katie, how do you think that the Bulls can react to this injury? And do you think they have a chance now that their best player, the cog that makes this machine work for the Bulls, is gone for the season and possibly part of next year?
You know, I think they'll be able to pull it off. I think a lot of fingers have been pointed at the coach this year because he's really been pushing Rose hard for the past two seasons. But, you know, it's not his fault. ACLs don't tear because of wear and tear. I mean, it's something that they can't help.
Right, and I totally agree with you. Sometimes injuries, they're a part of the game, and sometimes you can blame the coach, but sometimes injuries just happen, and you can't really control what has happened. This is going to be a definite factor for how the Bulls finish out the playoffs this year. I really don't know if they have enough without him to overcome people like the Pacers or the Miami Heat, for example. I think that with Derrick Rose, they were the team to beat in the East, but with him going down, it's really tragic. But I think Miami's probably now the team to beat now that Derrick Rose has gone out with injury. And it's so sad to see a guy who's budding in his career and has a chance to play for a championship go down with an injury. But guys, it's a part of sports, and sports sometimes bring out the best and worst in people. And so it's going to be interesting to see how Derrick Rose reacts and how he overcomes, and see if he can give his teammates a boost to continue on in the playoffs. Another story in the NBA is, did any of you guys watch the Memphis Grizzlies absolutely blow it the other night? You know, Memphis was leading by as many as 24 points in this game, and to close the game, the Los Angeles Clippers went on a 24-1 run in order to beat the Memphis Grizzlies at their place for the first game of the playoffs. Katie, do you have any reaction to this game? What do you think the coaches were thinking with a 24-1 lead going against them? What do you think Coach Hollins is thinking right now?
You know, there's no telling what Coach Hollins is thinking right now. He did have an interview earlier. Basically, he just said that the players shut their game off early. They stopped running as hard. They started walking their ball up the court and trying to just put it in the goal, and it just doesn't work that way.
You know, I just don't see how you can go 8 minutes without scoring a single field goal. They made one free throw, and the Clippers just roared back into contention with now. And not only is this a big thing because they lost, but they have completely lost momentum. They couldn't go for the jugular, and that's what you want. You want to mentally break a team down before you beat them. And I think that with this game, that Memphis could have possibly changed the outcome of their playoff run. And I hope that this game doesn't prove to be that way for them. But I hope that they do have a chance to learn from this. And I do believe that Coach Hollins is going to make this a teachable moment, and he's going to get his troops back on gear for Game 2 as Memphis hosts the Clippers tomorrow night for Game 2. Hope to even the series out 1-1. For another episode of PTI, I'm Daniel Ayatt.
And I'm Katie Vaughn.
And we're signing out. We hope to see you guys tomorrow. Thanks. We'll be right back.